Whether it's football, rugby, tennis, golf, athletics, or whatever your sport of choice might be, and whatever sporting events you might want to attend, how easy have you found it to get along to experience live sport? Well, the national charity Level Playing Field acts as a campaigning and advisory organisation to its membership and other parties across all sports. Their core aim is to make sporting events and venues fully accessible to disabled people, including, of course, those with vision impairment. But they go beyond just the accessibility of the sports grounds themselves, as they want the whole experience, from finding out about what's on in the first place, to buying a ticket, to getting there and getting home again, to be a fully inclusive experience for everyone, as we discovered when we spoke to Level Playing Field's chair, Joyce Cook. Joyce first told us a little more about how they operate.
Level Playing Field was first created from a group of disabled fans from different clubs that got together and said, you know, perhaps we could be stronger if we come together to try and affect meaningful change. We exist as a membership organisation, so a lot of our members are disabled sports fans. We're pan-disability orientated, so we always think about differently disabled people. And the main remit to Level Playing Field is to do two key things. One is to campaign for change and to lobby the sports governing bodies, the leagues, and of course, where necessary, Parliament. But additionally, we work closely with the clubs and disabled fans. So if somebody has a great match day experience, we share that. But if they equally go to a match and have a less than satisfactory experience, that we then work with them and the club to try and make improvements. And hopefully they're long-term improvements that actually not only improve it for that person, but for other disabled people that would follow afterwards.
You've used the word club. I guess football clubs, I mean, football is the national sport, but presumably sporting venues can come in all shapes and sizes and therefore present different accessibility problems to you and your members. Do you cover any sporting venue?
We do. We actually decided in 2008 that it made sense to cover all sports, not just football, because what we found was we were being approached primarily by the sports venues or the sporting clubs directly to ask for advice and guidance. And a lot of the issues actually do relate, most of them relate the same, whichever game you're going to, you know, the basic premises of what you need on that match day or that sporting event day are very much similar. So, you know, we do see some differences with football, and that is the root of Level Playing Field. But actually, within that, lots of the things that come up are the same issues, whether it be, you know, a tennis match or it be a football match.
And I guess those accessibility issues can broadly be looked at getting information about the event, getting there, being there safely and being able to get around, and getting away again. As you say, all sporting events and venues have all that in common.
Yeah, I mean, one of our biggest ambitions and aims and drive constantly, we do undertake professional access audits. We have two access consultants that are part of the team. But what we do is we take the whole journey through. So probably one of the most critical points, particularly for the partially sighted and blind sports fans, is pre-match information. So I'm going to go to a sporting venue for the very first time. How am I going to get there? When I arrive, what can I expect? What facilities will be there for me on match day? Is it even worthwhile me going, you know, from brutal reality? And then additionally, we need to make sure that all of that information is provided by the sporting venue or the club in a format that's accessible to partially sighted and blind people and to all other disabled people. So our work begins, and we often say a lot of our work is about actually that pre-event or pre-match information, because for a lot of disabled people, that is often the first big barrier that stops people actually going along and taking part or watching a live sport or whatever it may be. Then once they're there, we want to make sure that they have an inclusive and enjoyable experience. So whatever that takes to happen, we need to ensure that they're getting that inclusive customer service, and that if the club is perhaps not providing something they should be, that we work with the club to make those improvements. And then, of course, that at the end of the match, particularly football matches and rugby matches and so on, where people sort of trickle into the game, but actually after the 90-minute period or whatever it is, most people sort of make a sharp exit, which for some disabled people can be challenging, so that exiting the game as well is thought about. So we try and do everything on that whole journey from beginning to end.
And you talk about working with a club, with a venue. I get the feeling that you really do deal with the nuts and bolts, the nitty-gritty. You look at fine detail. I mean, you'll look at what, hot dog stands, toilet facilities, barriers, how to get from A to B safely, etc.?
Absolutely everything. So we literally, our access audits would look at, I'm a disabled person and thinking of a range of differently disabled people. My first experience is to try and find out information. You know, if I try and phone the club, if I try and look on the website, what happens and what can I find out? What is missing? So that's the first bit that goes into an access audit report. And then it takes that whole journey through the experience. And I guess if we look particularly for partially sighted and blind fans, that A, that anything is available, any information or any leaflets or matchday programs are in accessible formats too. And if they're not, that we're advising the club and signposting them perhaps to local disability organisations that can assist them with large print, braille, an audio program, whatever it may be. We'd want to be sure that they are welcoming to guide and assistance dogs, for example, that that isn't a problem any longer because it shouldn't be. Is the club providing full audio descriptive commentary on match days? Is it easy for people to know how to tune into that? More and more we're trying to encourage clubs that disabled fans, blind, partially sighted fans may not want to sit all together. Sometimes they do, but sometimes they want to sit in other areas of the stadium with family and friends, that they can do that, that everything that is done in an inclusive way. And if we look at the Premier League, about 40% of the clubs, 8 of the clubs are providing a full audio descriptive commentary on match days. Another 40 at the moment are providing some sort of radio, hospital radio, club radio, so work in progress. And 20% have still got some work to do. So we're constantly working with the clubs and encouraging them to make those changes. And I would urge any partially sighted or blind person that hasn't been before or has been before and would like some help, like some guidance, like some advice, or has had an issue, to be in touch with us, and we'd be only too pleased to help. Our ultimate aim is to have many more disabled people enjoying live sports. That's the premise of everything that we do.
Now, Level Playing Field offers a range of memberships. These are available to anyone who wants to support and follow the work that they do. You can sign up as a full individual member for £5 a year. Membership runs from the 1st of January to the 31st of December each year, but members can join at any time. Individuals can also choose to become an associate member, which is free, but associate members can't vote at the charity's AGM. Level Playing Field produces information on disabled fans' facilities at clubs and stadia, along with useful disability and access reports, guides, good practice documents, and general disabled supporter information, as well as their Level Playing Field e-newsletter. And for further information, you can phone the charity on 0208 621 2403. That's 0208 621 2403. Or email info@levelplayingfield, all run together as one lowercase word, .org.uk.